You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by award-winning journalist with 25-year career at CNN, John Dedekis. He is having a book signing with his new novel, Bullet in the Chamber. That's happening this Thursday from 11 to 6 p.m. at the Jackson Hole Book Trader here in Jackson. John, thank you for joining me on the airwaves today.
Thanks, Brennan. It's good to be with you.
Now, John, I'm interested in your start in journalism because you started in radio. You were the news director.
It's my first love.
Good. Yeah, you worked at your college radio station, University of Wisconsin, Madison, and then you worked at an NPR affiliate in La Crosse, Wisconsin. What was it like to work in radio in the 70s?
I mean, I think it's always good to work in radio, no matter what the era. So don't know if the era is so important as just the fact that radio is a cool medium. It's personal, and people can be doing things and listening at the same time. So it can be with you when you're all by yourself.
And I read that you did some coverage of some Vietnam protests back in the 70s?
I did, and that's really how I got into journalism in the first place, because when I would go to class at the University of Wisconsin in the late 60s, I'd be bombarded from both the left and the right with what I considered to be overheated rhetoric about the Vietnam War, never mind that you hadn't really thought it through. So journalism was really the perch to sit on to try to sort it out. And I never, even though I had a draft number that was like really low and I was going to end up, having to be drafted, I never took part in any of the demonstrations against the war, but I did cover them. And after Kent State, I got tear gassed, and my parents heard my report on the radio, and that freaked them out, and they suggested that I transfer schools so that I'd be a little closer to home. But in the process, I lost about 20 credits and my student deferment, so I ended up having to enlist in order to avoid the draft. And the long story short is that that's how I ended up getting into journalism.
Yeah, and I'm interested in how you transitioned over from radio broadcasting to television broadcast, where you spent the bulk of your career.
It's not that big a switch, really. My journalism professor, Jim Hoyt, at the University of Wisconsin, said that, this NBC affiliate in Madison is looking for, somebody to rewrite wire copy on the weekends. And I was still in school, so I didn't want it to take up all my time. And so that was basically the foot in the door. And then I ended up staying at that station for about 8 years, first as a rewrite writer, and then a photographer, and then as a reporter. So I was a reporter probably 20 years before I got to CNN.
Yeah, let's talk about CNN, most notably as the senior copy editor for The Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. I'd like to hear about your day-to-day work at CNN, because I'd imagine a lot of your work goes behind the scenes.
It does, exactly. I don't think people realize just how many moving parts there are in broadcasting in order to get something on the air. There's a lot of fact checking. My job was to check the copy to make sure that it was accurate, that it was clearly written, there weren't any dropped words or clunky writing, and that it didn't have any bias in it or anything like that. Not that Wolf even needed an editor, because he's so smart he could ad-lib the whole show, but he really wanted that copy in his hands as sort of a security blanket, even though he didn't really need it. And so most of the time I spent at CNN was behind the scenes, but it was great. It was a good experience, but it was good to move on, because editing is tedious. It's not creative. And so I transitioned into writing novels.
Yeah, you retired from CNN. Was it 2013?
That's right.
Yeah, and you shifted your career again, this time from a journalist to a novelist. Was it odd to go from writing about the news to fiction?
It is, because making stuff up, unlike what you may have heard the president talking about, when you make stuff up, that's a firing offense. And news organizations, reputable news organizations, take accuracy as job one. It's very important. So making the transition to fiction, making it up, really involved sort of a tectonic shift in my thinking. And I started doing it while I was working at CNN, so that by the time the third novel, Troubled Water, came along, I was ready to make the transition into writing full-time and also editing people's manuscripts and teaching people how to write novels.
Yeah, and the novel that you're going to be signing in Jackson on Thursday is titled Bullet in the Chamber. It's a fictional novel following a journalist in D.C., but you also address some of your personal accounts in this book.
Right. Most of the novels I've written are usually motivated by some sort of thing that went on in my life, and they become sort of a subplot of the novel. And in the case of Bullet in the Chamber, it deals with the issues surrounding the accidental heroin overdose of my son Stephen in 2011, and the cover features a syringe with a bullet in it. In a sense, illustrating the Russian roulette powerfulness of heroin. And so it was a catharsis to be able to write about that, but to also embed it in a story about how journalism is done. And my protagonist, Lark Chadwick, is a White House correspondent at the time.
Which you were a White House correspondent back in the day, right?
Yeah, back in the day when Reagan was president, I covered the White House for the last 3 years of his administration. But, you know, there were no cell phones and there was no internet back then. So things are a lot different now.
And you have been giving some workshops, both on dealing with grief and then different workshops on writing, particularly writing novels. Where have you been giving those?
I do those mostly at the Politics and Prose Bookstore, an independent bookstore in Washington, and also at the Writers Center in Bethesda, Maryland, and they have a Capitol Hill presence as well. But I do it around the country, including I'll be doing it on the 24th of February in Aspen. So, you know, that's part of this trip as well. You know, I do it wherever, you know, people want to, you know, learn how to write a novel. It's not necessarily as difficult as it may seem once you understand all the moving parts that are involved.
Well, John, thank you for taking some time to call in to KHOL and chatting with me about your long career and what you've been working on in the last few years.
Thank you, Brennan.
That was my guest, John Dedekis, who had a 25-year-long career at CNN as a senior copy editor. He's going to be here in Jackson at the Jackson Hole Book Trader for a book signing from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday, signing his most recent book, Bullet in the Chamber. This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.